Today, the world's biggest working ocean simulator will be launched in Melbourne. It's a wind and water tunnel, 60 metres long and 2 metres wide. So longer than your average pool, lap pool, and by a long mile. And it will give us new insights into climate, ocean, turbulence, evaporation and the formation of clouds. To tell us how it will do that, we're joined now by Dr. Jason Monti, leader of the Michelle Hydrodynamics Laboratory at the Melbourne School of Engineering. Jason, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Hi, Fran.
So it's clearly not a lap pool, but it resembles one. What does it do? What's the point of this pool?
Okay, so it is a bit like a lap pool. It's 60 metres long, and it's just essentially a tank of water that we blow air over the top of. So we built a big, long wind tunnel over the top. The wind tunnel, I guess if you don't know what a wind tunnel is, it's a bit like a 60 metre long hotel hallway. But if you imagine the floor of the hallway being water instead of solid, we blow the air at high speed over that water. What you end up with is after about 10 metres or so of this wind blowing, you get waves generated on the surface. The waves are quite complex. They're three-dimensional and it looks a lot like the ocean.
Okay, so you're actually making, it's like a wave pool that you create there.
Yes, that's right, with waves purely generated by the air. At high speed.
And then what? You're using lasers and cameras, I understand, to try and measure these waves?
That's right. We measure the waves. We also measure the turbulence in the air above the waves and in the water below.
And what are you trying to achieve with this?
There's a series of things that we'd like to learn about how the ocean works. One of the big ones is the moisture flux. Moisture flux is basically evaporation of the water.
Mm.
That's, of course, controlled by the turbulence in the air. And moisture flux is very poorly understood. The models that are used in cloud modelling and climate modelling are very crude. And we'd like to understand a bit more of the complex physics that results in this moisture flux.
And this is all in relation to trying to work out the climate, the impact on climate of ocean turbulence and wind and waves, isn't it? So tell us about the link and about the importance of this to climate science.
Okay, so there's a whole bunch of the ocean is obviously very important in the climate, and there's a whole bunch of processes that we'd like to understand better. One of them is the moisture flux that I talked about, which is controlled by the turbulence. There's also the sea surface temperature is largely affected by turbulence above and particularly below the water. And the ocean is also a massive sink for many greenhouse gases. CO2 is being a big one, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an ocean chemist, but I understand that something like 50% of the carbon dioxide on Earth is stored in the ocean, and 26% of anthropogenic generated CO2 is stored in the ocean. So it's really important that we understand how that's exchanged between the ocean and the air, and turbulence, which is my background, is a big player in how that carbon dioxide and other gases are exchanged.
So you've got this wind tunnel above, which is like a long hotel corridor, as you described it, with these two huge commercially available mm-hmm. fans to create the wind. You've got the pool underneath. You've got the turbulence and the waves, and then you're measuring what happens in the air between the wind tunnel and the waves to some extent.
Yes, and also the turbulence under the waves in the water.
And is this being done anywhere else in the world? Is this a new type of research?
So the facility that I built is the biggest. It's also the highest speed in terms of the air. It's the highest speed that's ever been built. So it's certainly a unique facility. And my background also is in turbulence. So it's quite a unique set of expertise that we're bringing to the problem as well. So no, nobody's studied it from this point of view in the detail that we'll be studying it.
All right, Jason, thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Jason Monti, leader of the Michelle Hydrodynamics Laboratory at the Melbourne School of Engineering, and that ocean simulates a research facility that's going to operate in collaboration with Swinburne University of Technology and Monash University. So this is a whole of Melbourne research project, really. It's 8:25 on Breakfast.